Good morning. It's April 15th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In the highly competitive world of AI technology, a new challenger emerges, setting the stage for an intense battle for market dominance. NVIDIA, a titan in the AI chip industry, finds its leadership position threatened by Intel Corporation's latest innovation. NVIDIA's stock has been on a notable ascent, fueled by robust revenue and earnings growth driven by the burgeoning demand for AI technology. This growth reflects NVIDIA's strong foothold in the AI chip market, a critical component of the tech sector's expansion. However, the landscape is shifting with Intel's introduction of the Gaudi 2 AI chip, a direct competitor to NVIDIA's H100 chip. The Gaudi 2 chip is not just another entry into the AI market. It boasts superior performance and energy efficiency, specifically designed to excel in AI inference tasks, a key area of AI technology application. Intel's bold move to unveil the Gaudi 2 chip, aiming to outperform NVIDIA's offerings, signals a significant ramp-up in competition within the AI chip market. This development has far-reaching implications for the tech industry, potentially altering the course of AI technology advancement and the competitive dynamics among leading players. Despite the excitement around these technological advancements and the jostling for market position, the broader market is not without its challenges. Volatility looms large, and there are indicators suggesting the risk of a potential market correction. This backdrop of uncertainty adds an additional layer of complexity to the competitive strategies of firms like NVIDIA and Intel as they navigate the high-stakes AI marketplace. In a bold move to redefine digital communication, Meta has rolled out its AI chatbot across major platforms including WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger. This expansion not only marks a significant step for Meta, but also underscores the tech industry's growing embrace of artificial intelligence in enhancing user interactions. Initially launched in September, the AI chatbot has been made accessible to a wider audience, now supporting both iOS and Android users. A new dedicated icon in the Chats tab facilitates easy access, while WhatsApp users can look forward to expanded search bar integration, bringing AI's convenience to a global user base. The chatbot operates in English, ensuring that all messages remain end-to-end encrypted, a critical feature in today's privacy-conscious online environment. Meta has taken a privacy-first approach with its AI, ensuring that no user data is collected for tailoring prompts, and that data is shared with Meta's servers only when a user asks a question. This careful handling of data aligns with Meta's commitment to GenAI technology, reflecting a broader industry trend towards integrating AI chatbots into messaging applications. Such technology promises to revolutionize user engagement and automate customer support, offering quick responses and operational efficiencies. However, the deployment of AI chatbots is not without its challenges. Ensuring user privacy, understanding language nuances, and addressing potential job displacement are significant hurdles. Despite these challenges, the benefits, such as enhanced user experiences and scalable customer support, highlight the potential of AI in digital communication platforms. As Meta continues to integrate its AI across all applications, the company aims to provide a more advanced, user-friendly experience. This move not only reflects the current market trend, but also positions Meta at the forefront of the industry's shift towards more sophisticated and interactive AI implementations. In the midst of renewed violence in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Israel's cutting-edge air defense systems are once again under the global spotlight. These systems, critical in safeguarding the nation against a spectrum of aerial threats, have demonstrated remarkable efficacy in recent times. Israel's air defense arsenal is led by the renowned Iron Dome, known for its impressive success rate of over 90% in intercepting short-range rockets, missiles, and drones. This system is complemented by a suite of other defenses, including the Patriot system for drone interception, the Arrow system designed to counter long-range missiles, and David's Sling for medium-range threats. The effectiveness of these systems is not just a matter of national security for Israel, but has also caught the attention of international partners, with the United States purchasing Iron Dome units to bolster its own missile defense capabilities. Looking to the future, Israel is not resting on its laurels. Plans are already in motion to deploy the Iron Beam, a laser defense system aimed at enhancing short-range defenses by 2025. This continuous innovation underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining a technological edge in air defense, a critical factor in the nation's defense strategy given the ongoing threats it faces. The strategic importance of these air defense systems cannot be overstated. They have successfully intercepted thousands of rockets over the years, playing a pivotal role in Israel's defense during conflicts with neighboring countries and militant groups. As the region grapples with the challenges of security and stability, Israel's ongoing advancements in air defense technology remain a key element in protecting its citizens and maintaining peace. In a move that's set to redefine user interaction with their devices, Apple is gearing up to introduce its iOS 18 update at the upcoming Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, event in June. This update is pivotal as it marks a significant shift towards on-device AI capabilities, a strategic decision aimed at bolstering user privacy and ensuring quicker response times without compromising on the smart features users have come to expect. The core of the iOS 18 update is its emphasis on on-device AI processing. This approach, while prioritizing privacy and speed, might initially restrict access to more complex AI functionalities. However, Apple is reportedly exploring ways to weave in third-party cloud-based AI features, potentially expanding the capabilities of its devices without sacrificing its privacy-first stance. With iOS 18, users can anticipate a suite of generative AI enhancements across Apple's ecosystem. Notable improvements include a more intuitive Spotlight search, Siri's enhanced ability to handle intricate queries, and advanced image editing tools in the Photos app. These upgrades promise to enrich the user experience significantly. In addition to software updates, hardware rumors are swirling. The iPhone 16 Plus is expected to dazzle in 7 new colors, adding a splash of vibrancy to the lineup. On the computing front, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has shed light on Apple's roadmap for its Macs, equipped with the new M4 series chips. These devices, ranging from a low-end 14-inch MacBook Pro and a 24-inch iMac expected by late 2024, to high-end models like MacBook Pros, Mac Minis, MacBook Airs, a Mac Studio, and a Mac Pro in 2025, are all set to feature enhanced AI capabilities. Apple's concerted push towards on-device AI processing across its offerings underscores a clear commitment to privacy. By embedding AI directly into the hardware, Apple not only aims to deliver faster, more personalized experiences, but also sets a new standard for privacy in the tech industry. This strategic direction could redefine the balance between smart functionality and user privacy in the digital age. SpaceX is not just reaching for the stars, it's planning to colonize them. Under the leadership of Elon Musk, the aerospace manufacturer is making strides towards establishing a self-sustaining colony on Mars, a vision that could redefine humanity's future. The company's journey towards this ambitious goal is marked by significant achievements and innovative developments in space technology. With 327 successful Falcon launches under its belt, of which 80% have utilized reused boosters, SpaceX is demonstrating the viability and efficiency of reusable rocket technology. This is a crucial step in making space travel more sustainable and economically feasible. The development of upgraded Starship models, capable of launching up to 200 tons, is pivotal for Musk's plan to transport millions of tons of supplies to Mars. This capability is essential for supporting a future Martian colony envisioned to house about 1 million people. The space industry, with SpaceX at the forefront, is on the brink of exploding into a multi-trillion-dollar market. This expansion is expected to encompass not only space tourism and mining, but also the monumental task of colonization. However, the journey to Mars is fraught with challenges. Beyond the technological feats required to make such missions possible, there are significant legal and ethical considerations that must be addressed. The space sector's growth also shines a spotlight on figures like Roman Perkowski, whose contributions to spacecraft engine technology are propelling the industry forward. As of the latest update on April 14, 2024, SpaceX's progress continues to captivate and inspire, signaling a new era in human space exploration. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.